The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 8 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Alexa Tagori-Loren. Here are today's headlines. Deal to stop a daycare strike, getting more construction workers vaccinated, and big business goes green. Government and unions announced a long-awaited news today about a salary increase for daycare workers. In fact, both parties came to an agreement regarding the recent strike and disagreements. Zina Shwebe joins us now with all the details. So, what was the announcement today, Zina?
Well, it was a salary increase about 30%. Both parties announced today that they will have the increase for daycare workers.
Okay. How was the news received so far?
Well, it seems like good news for both parties. Yeah, so far so good.
Why make this financement decision now?
Well, it seems like the government made this decision to end the ongoing strikes the daycare workers did in the past, and the one they are doing on the 30th of October and the 40th, I think. They felt like it was a necessary thing to do in order to correct the issue and ultimately have more daycare workers stay in their job. And yeah.
So, what does the FIPC think about the announcement?
Well, actually, they're really pleased and proud of the achievement that they made so far. They hope that the increase in salary will help promote this line of job and make more people interested in it.
Yes, I am very, very happy. This is a great idea.
Early this morning, 1,770 government engineer workers announced a strike starting October 14th. The organization says the government does not give out a mandate to properly ensure oversight and due diligence for contracts with engineering firms. Union workers voted 85% in favor of the strike. The construction industry is one of the most affected by the pandemic, with 4,000 outbreaks recorded since March last year. Construction entrepreneurs have requested assistance from the Vaccibus offered by the Ministry of Health and Social Services. Philippe Robin is at the press conference and tells us more. Philippe, who is there to make the announcement?
I'm here with representatives from Workers' Association and with the Minister of Labor, Employment and Social Solidarity. The press conference takes place next to a construction site. So I asked the worker if he thinks this new measure could convince more people to get vaccinated. Here's what he had to say.
It's going to motivate people, maybe more, the ones that aren't vaccinated. But who knows for sure.
I spoke with Mr. Jean Boulet, the Minister of Labor, Employment and Social Solidarity. I asked him what was going to convince workers to get their shots, even though vaccines have already been available for months. Here's what he had to say.
We go to the construction sites, we allow them to get vaccinated during their working hours. So imagine, it's a very good opportunity.
What are they hoping to achieve with these new measures?
This new measure is announced with the objective of slowing down the spread of the disease on construction sites. The authorities hope the Vaccibus will allow more workers to get their vaccine shots, and therefore make this working space safer for everyone.
That was Philippe Robin live in Old Montreal. The Independent Teachers Association launches today its 12th edition of the Week for Public Schools. This year's theme is well-being and mental health in schools, both among students, teachers, as well as parents who all had it hard during this last pandemic year. Joelle Jabert has the story.
Present at the inauguration of the Week for Public Schools this morning was the Minister of Education, who emphasized the impacts of the pandemic on public schools. It's sure that the last year has been difficult. It's not totally behind us. We know that there's still work to do because of the pandemic. The association awarded three OWL Awards, one of them to Université Laval researchers Simon Vivier and Marie-France Maranda for their research in mental health at work. The association invited the Minister of Education to listen carefully to what they had to say.
et de favoriser la prise de conscience
and to promote awareness of the public in general and decision makers in particular on the need to act in prevention and to offer working conditions or work organization that promotes good mental health at work for school teachers in the public sector. The Independent Teachers Association urges important measures to be put in place for students' mental health after feeling the effects of the pandemic on the public school system. Joelle Jalbert, Concordia News, NDG.
The Regional Health Board reported 1,000 complaints of systemic racism and discrimination to management. The president says the Pay Equity Act commits to correct wage gaps in race and gender due to systemic discrimination towards predominantly female jobs. The wage gaps affect black women the most, he adds. A press conference will take place tomorrow morning with nonprofit organizations such as CRAR and Maison d'Haïti to discuss the surge of complaints. Finance Montreal launches its first ever summit for sustainable finance as Quebec heavyweight businesses promote real change. Jordan McKay has that story.
Organized by Finance Montreal, the first ever summit for sustainable finance will gather over 1,200 leaders to discuss measurable actions combating climate change in the financial sector. Though organized by Finance Montreal, 20 of Quebec's most influential financial businesses have joined the movement. Their signatures of the declaration of the Quebec Financial Center for Sustainable Finance will help bring concrete actions to the financial sector. The Director General of Finance Montreal, Jacques Deforges, claims that this declaration plans to mobilize the financial sector in the fight against climate change.
The major players here, ranging from Desjardins to National Bank to Caisse de Dépôt and many others, are joining together to sign this declaration. And the declaration aims is to basically take concrete measures, measurable initiatives that will contribute to building the sustainable finance ecosystem here in Quebec. And there will be follow up on these measures in the coming months and years. So it's a major statement by the Quebec's financial industry.
The scope of the declaration remains local. The group plans to help foster education of Quebec's financial players in sustainable practices. Among other pledges, the group declares commitments to transparency and disclosure, strengthening environmental and social governance, and fostering the growth of funds dedicated to sustainable finance. According to Deforges, Finance Montreal will not be taking these measures into their own hands. However, he says that signatories take on specific measures following their promise.
So from the top of my memory, because I don't have the text before me, but it ranges from Desjardins committing to train each and every employee over the next few years regarding sustainable finance. It goes to National Bank of Canada committing $5 billion additional funds towards local funds managers that are specialized in sustainable finance. It goes to Fonds d'Action, which is a labor sponsor firm, committing to, I believe, multiply by three their green investments.
This announcement follows after the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and the 26th United Nations Conference on Climate Change, as international attention is drawn to local movements to fight the climate crisis. For Finance Montreal, these commitments mark a clear move towards a more sustainable corporate future. Jordan McKay, Concordia News.
A 19-year-old woman was killed after her car collided with a moose last night. The driver and her passenger were along Highway 132 in the Lower St. Lawrence region until her vehicle struck a moose, killing the driver. Her passenger sustained minor injuries. Police say the collision sent her vehicle to oncoming traffic, causing a four-vehicle collision. Two of the cars were damaged, but the rest of the drivers were left unharmed. A look into sports today, NHL centerman Jake Evans signs a contract extension with the Montreal Canadiens. The Toronto Blue Jays fall short of the playoffs with the Boston Red Sox victory, and Tampa Bay star quarterback Tom Brady breaks the record for the most passing yards in NFL history. Mohammed Khan has all your sports news.
Record. Fires caught, and that should do it. Mike Evans will take it to the 15-yard line, and so on that...
The legend of Tom Brady grows, breaking Drew Brees' record this Sunday for the most yards passed in an NFL career. The famed quarterback returned to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough to face off against his former team, the New England Patriots. Brady has made several records in the past with the Patriots and has now broken one against them, winning the game in his long-awaited homecoming.
Struck him out, and the Red Sox have won the top wild card position. They knock off Washington.
While everything went right with the Toronto Blue Jays towards the end of the MLB season, they did not make the playoffs. While the Blue Jays beat the Baltimore Orioles in a 12-4 victory, it wasn't enough to stop the Boston Red Sox in getting more wins. Boston came back against the Washington Nationals, securing their playoff spot against the New York Yankees in the American League wild card game. The St. Louis Cardinals are set to face off against the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League wild card game.
And now Evans, a little give and go, and he'll charge toward Mikko Koskinen, pulls up, shoots and scores! 1-0
Montreal Canadiens centerman Jake Evans signs a 3-year contract extension with the team, reaching an agreement on Sunday. The $5 million deal will keep the NHL player in Montreal until 2025. The Toronto native has scored 5 points and 11 assists, totaling 16 points in his 60 games with the Montreal Canadiens.
A full house means more noise.
The Women's Champions League will be covered by DAZN and YouTube worldwide. The platforms have launched a campaign with the biggest on-air team to promote the series from October to May 2021. Women's soccer in Montreal, however, saw the Concordian Stingers suffering a 6-1 blowout loss against the McGill Martlets, missing key player Chloe Ricciardi in the process.
If you think that Christmas couldn't come quick enough, the Canadian Toy Association advised shoppers to start holiday shopping as soon as possible to prevent a potential toy shortage. The organization says toy companies will expect a 500 to 800% increase in shipping sales, while inventory will decrease in November and December. Companies will spend more on cargo and shipping toys out to customers, causing shipping delays up to 75 days. For the rest of the day, it will be cloudy and chilly, but we are expecting sunny days in the next few days. That's your news for 11:30. Thank you for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Alexa Tagori-Loren.